So we're gonna focus on one pasuk today, but we're gonna read a whole bunch of psukim. So there are a whole bunch of curses, right? There's in the har grisim, har evil ceremony. They have six tribes on one mountain, six tribes on another mountain, and they're gonna be saying curses on one mountain, blessing another mountain, and they pick a whole bunch of curses. Right, Arar Ha'ish, Shayasa Pesamach Masecha, Tovas Hashem Masi Decharash, Vasam Masivano Kalam Vamuamein. Right, curse someone who makes an idol. Arar Makla Vivimo, someone who curses his parents, and everyone says Amen. Arar Masik Vul Rehu, curse it be someone who, what's Masik Vul Rehu? What's that?
Infringes on Mosque.
Right, they changed the border, right? They moved the property line a little bit. And Arar Mashke Iver Baderach, someone who, I guess, tricks a blind person on the road. Arar Mata Mishpat Ger Yasam Amana, someone who twists the judgment of a widow and orphan, a stranger, or a shochev im eshes aviv, someone who sleeps with the wife of his father, or a shochev kol behema, someone who sleeps with an animal, or a shochev im achosav bas aviv bas imo, someone who sleeps with his sister, or a shochev im chosanto, the in-law, or a makirei abasei, someone who smites his friend in private, or a lokeach shochad lakos nafesh, someone who takes a bribe to kill someone. Okay, so we have all these things, which is interesting why they picked these cases, first of all. And then, what I really want to focus on is Ara Asher Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos Lasos Osam. Cursed be the person who doesn't uphold the words of this Torah to do them, and everyone says Amen. So I'm like wondering, so you list a whole bunch of sins. We have to ask, what's the common denominator of all these sins? And then we're saying, cursed be someone who doesn't uphold the Torah here. Like, you know what? I mean, it's interesting. It says, like, what does that mean? Arashel lo yakim. It's supposed to, maybe it should say, Asher lo yaseh. You know, what's lo yakim? It's like, it's not that you're not doing something, you're not upholding it. And lo yakim lasot. And what is divrei Torah zot? Okay, so before we answer, before we try to give a bunch of explanations to that last pasuk, what are these first psukim? Like, why we pick these behaviors to be cursed? Any thoughts? Like, is there any common denominator between any of these curses? They seem very random, no?
Well, the things that are done behind closed doors are there.
Right. So many of the mafarshim say that there are things that are done. Many things are things that are done behind closed doors. The Rashbam says that explicitly. Kol Aruim Shneim Asar Keneged Shneim Asar Shvatim. All the curses are 12 to correspond to the 12 tribes. Vekula Averos Shevregil Liyos. But see, these are all sins that are typically done in private. But you know, one of them, you know, Aramaki Reyu, it says Baseser. Why is that Baseser? Because that you have to say. Because in other words, the other things are typically done in private. Like, you change the property line, nobody knows about you doing it in private. You're cursing your parents. Nobody knows about that. You're also doing it in private. Here, to hit your friend, I mean, whatever that means, you and how you slice on Beseser, we can talk about that. But all these things are typically done in private. And he says, Vehem kamo shefaresh b'kulam chutz mi shnaim shkim liyos p'amagon p'amaseser. Two of these things are sometimes done openly, some are in private. And what are they? That's Avodah Zarah and Makarehu. So that's Pasuk Tezvav and Pasuk Chavdalet, and therefore he says both of them explicitly by Seser. Okay, fine. So what we're saying is, you know, cursed be people who do these things privately. Fine. So what? Any thoughts? What's this last Pasuk doing here? I really want to ask two different questions. First question I want to ask is, what's this last Pasuk? What does it mean? And then after I give a whole bunch of explanations or get your thoughts, I want to know, well, how is this last pasuk connected maybe to the, or is it connected to the previous pasuk? But the first question is, what do you think it means? What do you think that means? Any thoughts? Our curse to be the person who does not uphold the words of this Torah to do them. When you read that, what does that seem like, maybe? Any thoughts? It's like strange, no? Like how do you
do them when you're already saying you're not doing these?
Right. So now,
you're saying,
is this like,
unless you have to be cursing people, then you make sure that you're cursing people.
No, but I'm saying, but like, is this a catch-all? Does it include, like, why not just the last pasuk. Why all these other psukim? Right? So I'm going to give you, I think I have 6 or 7 explanations. You can't think of one? No, I didn't know either. I was like a straight to me also. So let's look here.
It's like a Talmud Torah Kulam. You're saying that, okay, all these things, but then I'm reiterating. Yeah.
But so what are you reiterating? That's the question, right? So the Rashbam says, what's interesting, the Rashbam says, Orisha lo yakim al kol ver shebeseser. So his chavav is really all of the sins that are done in private. So why do you mention the specific ones? So I think the Rashbam is saying that this is all about, you know, cursing people who sin in private, we think no one's watching. So we first list the common ones, the ones that are more common, and then we say, and then we catch all everything else. Right? But I think that's what he's saying. He's saying this is all about committing sins in private. And so committing sins in private. And so first we list the common sins, and then we list the one that's like a catch-all for everything. Okay, that's the Rashba. Haktava Kabbalah, he says, I'm not sure
who... So common to make idols? I mean, that's like...
I mean, not now.
In those days.
But those days, I would say, no, what do you mean? People do skulas nowadays, no? They do amulets or whatever. It's very, very common, no? I mean, lahavdil. I'm not saying it's... So I'm saying people, in those days, they would make avodah zarah because they wanted certain... They want certain things, that they want to unleash certain powers. So, you know.
If you get displaced things of the game, they should, you know, not get out of that stuff.
What do you mean? Where the time Torah, and the times of the first place of age, they're all worshiping idols. It's not like, you know, the Haktava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg. This is more of a modern, like I think a few years ago. So his commentary is the following. Now, I don't know who this is. Shapir Mar, I'm not sure this is Rashid Ayan is. I'm not sure. But he says, Yesh Kamanashim. There are some people. Shemarin atzman bigiluyehem oskim b'mitzvos of the Torah. There are people who. What do you think that means? Shemarin atzman bigiluyehem. That they. What do they do? What do they do?
Outwardly. Make themselves outwardly appear.
They look from. They look from that they occupy themselves in mitzvos and Torah. On them ikar kavadosam lasos mizeh kisoy chatal ramos b'yadam. So they're outwardly from, but really internally they're really tricking people. They make themselves appear to be Torah scholars and people of good deeds, or to make them leaders of the community. So in other words, they appear very from, so that people will appoint them as leaders because, you know, people covet power. It's, they want to get a respected position. Oh, not you, David. Not in Oceanside. Only the people who run away from kavod get kavod. Okay, dude. Okay, so the Elohein Ve'emes Ha Chanafim Asher Lo Yiru El Pnei Hashchina, and these people are flatterers that they don't see the countenance of the Shechina. Ki Heim Snuim Umusim Lefanav, and they are hated and disgusted by God. Valeim Amar, and about them it says Oro Shaloikim Estivrei Torah Zos Lasos Lasam. Cursed be the one who doesn't uphold this Torah. Ki Misha Yakim Davar Midivrei HaTorah. That if you're upholding the Torah, meaning if you're a leader, you need to do it, you know, first and foremost yourself. You can't be someone who like appears that you're doing mitzvahs and in reality you're just a trickster. Because the mitzvah just, you know, it's going to cause anger in front of God. So in other words, Haktava Kabbalah is basically saying we list a whole bunch of sins that people would do in private. So why would someone do sins in private? Like only in private? So these are people who like publicly they appear to be from, and then in private they're committing all these sins. And then the chavav is, not only shouldn't you do these sins in private, but then you shouldn't be someone who like makes it appear, right? Who's not upholding the Torah, meaning that they are acting one way in private and acting a different way in public. Okay? So this is all about honesty. In other words, both the Rashbam and Haktava Kabbalah connect the first, you know, 11 psukim to the 12th pasuk, the first 11 curses to the 12th one, because they're all about sins in private. So the Rashbam is saying the first 11 are sins that are commonly done in private, and the last one, Oro Shalokim, is a catch-all. Don't do sins in private. In other words, don't think you can get away with things in private. God is always watching, right? The Haktava Kabbalah says that you shouldn't commit sins in private, and then what will likely happen is don't be that person who just sins in private and make yourself seem so frum, so you take leadership positions, And what you're doing is you're not upholding the words of the Torah to do them. You're defrauding the words of the Torah because you're making yourself appear to be one way when in reality you're something else. So I think these two opinions clearly connect the first 11 curses to the 12th one. The next, I think I have four or five opinions of what this means. It's a little harder sell. We'll try to see if we can connect it. Rashi says, Asher lo yakim, kan kalal es kol haTorah kula v'kiblu alei bal Yeshua. General thing, general accepting the whole Torah. In other words, Rashi is saying that cursed be someone who doesn't accept the whole Torah. Okay? Lo yakim es divrei Torah zos. Fine. Okay? Malbim. The Malbim is interesting. Malbim says, Valdas, Hapshat, Ha'orur, Hazev. What's this curse? Ba'al ha mitpal safim. What do you think the shorish of this is? Mitpal fasim? Yeah, what do you think? Philosophy, right. These philosophers. Homrim. Right? The Malbim is living, in the modern era. Homrim, Shehinemes, yeah, Sheh Torah Kayam Islam. The Torah exists forever. Avarak Pinimius Varuchdias Torah. Shehev Atsulim Me Hashem. What lasts forever? What part of the Torah lasts forever? The inner meaning of the Torah, the spiritual meaning of the Torah, that comes from God. Avo maaseh hamitzvos she yisodam b'maaseh ha'adam, but the deeds, the maaseh mitzvos, the mitzvos that who created the mitzvah, like the essence of Judaism, that's true, but the deeds they're man made. Shetchunato shoneh mizman zman, that can change from time to time. Umidin l'mdina, from country to country. Ha yitochein shemaasecha l'kulam, can there be one deed for everyone? In other words, times have changed, right? The Reform movement. So they talked about different stages in Judaism, right? You had like biblical Judaism, and you had rabbinic Judaism, and you had like modern Judaism. Modern Judaism, like in other words, rabbinic Judaism was made sense for a certain time period. In the modern era, we still believe in God, or some of them said we believe in some sort of God.
Some do.
Some, right. I'm saying in the beginning of the Reform movements, this idea that there are different people with different views about it. We still believe in a Jewish value, but we have to update it. We have to update. Now there's the internal nature of Judaism, yeah, that we believe in, whatever that means, right? But the masim, the deeds, how it reflects up in behavior, so that can change from time to time. For the Zalmar, and to this, he said, obviously the Malbim's reading this commentary from his modern perspective. But like so he says, Zalmar, Oru Ha'ish, Shelo Yekim is Divrei Torah Zos. What does it mean? Perish Lo Yasa Osa Lidavar Kayam Laz. Lo Yakim from Kayam, Kayem. Someone who doesn't say the words of the Torah are, everlasting, Mikuyam, forever. La Sosa Sam, Le'inyan, what's La Sosa Sam? Le'inyan HaMaseh, for the deeds. V'shaga Maseh HaMitzvot Kayem Lo'olam. Not just the inner, spirituality of Judaism is in existence, but the mitzvot themselves are forever. They don't change from time to time. It's a statue for your generation. It's not going to change from country to country. Maybe their laws apply in Israel, but not outside Israel. It says, except for the mitzvot of Spar. So again, so the Malbim's take on this is that Orishal Yakim, someone as Divrei Torah Zos Lasos, those who say that the Masim, the deeds of the Torah, are not forever, right? And that's cursed be that person. The Rabban has three different takes on this. We're gonna do one by one. The Rabban says, Orishal Yakim. He's like this. Ulafidati, it seems to me, ki a kabbalah zot, this acceptance, she yodiba mitzos belibo. You have to admit the mitzvahs in your hearts, v'yu beinav emes, and they should be truth in your eyes, v'yamin, you need to believe, she'osa osan yeloschar v'tova, that if you do them, you'll get reward and goodness, v'over alehem yanesh, and if you violate them, you're going to be punished, v'michpor ba'achas mehem, otiyah beinav b'teil olam, hinei hu aror, and if you deny one of them, or becomes, this mitzvah doesn't apply to me anymore, then you're cursed. But doesn't mean that we can't commit sins. I mean, we can commit sins, but you shouldn't try to commit sins. But if you commit an avera, let's say, you passed a piece of pork and you really had to have it. I don't know, and you gave in to your desires. Oh, you're too lazy to sit in the sukkah. Okay, enenu b'cherem hazeh. That's not what this means. That doesn't mean you're going to be cursed. We all make mistakes and we all give in to our desires. That's like, and I'm not saying it's okay. We're not cursed for it. You know, we make mistakes to get up from that. That's what it's referred to here. Kilo mar kasua shol lo yases divrei Torah. Doesn't say if you don't do the words of the Torah. It says lo yakim. What does that mean? For like kimu v'kibla yehudim. What does that mean? It means that what? That you reject a mitzvah. Like I like to say, it's okay to say. It's okay to take cholot, and it's okay.
Yeah, I
gave it some more shirt today. What? Sorry. Okay. So it's okay. Well, it's the Rabban. Okay. So he said it's okay to say, you know what? That the mitzvos, I only have to keep 98% of the mitzvos. That's not okay. If you only keep 50% of the mitzvos, but you believe I should be keeping 100, but because of my desires I only keep 50%, you're not cursed. I mean, we always have to work on ourselves. But if you only say, I only have to keep 98% of the mitzvos, then you're cursed. In other words, this idea that we believe that we have to keep all the mitzvos, and there's reward and punishment for all the mitzvos. So that's what it means, she lo yakim, right? In other words, that they all carry reward and punishment, and they all have to be kept. So it's a little bit similar. And Rabbeinu Yonah himself says something similar here. He says, "Vatab bida shibazos kinei ikar gadol." It's the main principle. Ebes ki yesh bida tzadikim shenichshav b'chein lefamim. Sometimes even righteous people fail with sin sometimes. So if you make a mistake, if one time you commit a sin, you can say, "Ah, Rabbeinu Yonah calls me a tzadik." Even tzadikim make mistakes. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaaseh tov lechta. There's no tzadik in the world that won't make a mistake. Okay, once in a while we're able to, we can conquer Yitzhahara. We try to conquer Yitzhahara. And if we fall once, then we do tshuva. Okay? But if you say, you know what, this sin doesn't apply to me, a known sin. This is like, you know, I compartmentalize, you know, I keep this one, this mitzvah, it doesn't speak to me, so I'm not going to do this one. So that one, gam imhu me'avonos hakalim, even if it's a light sin, it's not a serious sin. Ava pushinizam mikol v'esh v'torah, you keep 98% you don't violate 98% of the sins. Karu chachmei Yisrael, mumar ledavracha, you call a mumar, ves poshim, now you count among the poshim, but God of it don't mean so. Okay, it ki'im amar yomar la'eved the rabbi. Let's say if you're your servant says to his master, kol she tamar la'yaseh zulti davar echad. I'm doing everything except for one thing. Kavar shiber ol adam elav. You're no longer subject to the yoke of your master. V'yashem b'nafsi, do what you want. That's an aror asher lo yakim es divrei Torah zost. What does that mean? Lo yekabel al nafsho l'kayim kol divrei. In other words, you have to keep the whole Torah from beginning to end. That's similar to Rabbeinu is similar to the Rabban. Arusha lo yakim means you have to believe I have to keep every single mitzvah of the Torah, you know, reward and punishment, and I have to do every single mitzvah. Okay, I have two more within the Ramban. Ramban gives another one. He says the following. He says he cites Yerushalmi. He says Asher lo yakim v'chi Torah nofel. I mean, cursed be the soul who doesn't uphold the Torah. Does the Torah fall? Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim Omar Zeh Chazan. This is a Chazan. Rabbi Shimon Chalatimer Zeb based in Shalmatan. I want to focus on this. He says that the Mar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Huda Shem Shmuel Al. It means a leader. It means a basted, a leader. Because Al Davar Zeh Kara Yoshiyahu Tor Kriya Vamar Alai LaHakim. Do anyone know the story of Yoshiyahu? Know the story of Yoshiyahu Navi? So Yoshiyahu in his days. Yoshiyahu was probably the last righteous king of the Malchut Yehuda. He died 22 years before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyahu had very high hopes for him. Some say that Eicha, there's a debate, some say that Eicha was written as like a eulogy on the death of Yoshiyahu. And Yoshiyahu, in his time, it's written that they opened the Torah, like they found the Torah. So the whole big question, were they reading the Torah before or not? They found this old Torah, and they opened it up, and they came to this very positive. Oro, Shalom, Yekim, Zdivra, Torah, Zos. And he says, it's on me to be Lahakim. Why do you think it's on Yoshio to be Lahakim? Is what he's saying? Why is it on Yoshio to be Mekim? Why do you say it's on me?
It's the
king.
He's the king, meaning what? So what?
Enforcement point.
Right. So in other words, so what is our Orish Eliakim means? What does it mean then?
To put a system of enforcement.
Right. Or like, if, in other words, if you have the power to, it's not about keeping the Torah, it's about if you have the power to enforce the Torah in whatever circle, family, community, whatever it is, and you don't, so it's a problem. That's what he says.
Enforce it or model the behavior?
No, you're listening
to the same. Yeah, so let's look. Right, so let's see what he said. Let's see what he said. So let's see what he says here. Amar Rav Asi, B'shem Rabbi Tanchu Barchia, Laman V'liben V'shem Rav Asa, V'hoya Sibik B'yadu L'hachzik V'lo Hechzik, Harei Zibik L'Asa. He says, if you learn and you teach and you observe, and you have the ability, L'hachzik V'lo Hechzik, V'lo Hechzik. What does it mean, L'hachzik? To strengthen the Torah, you don't strengthen it. So is it by force? Is it by, so it's modeling, maybe. Now, if you have the power to influence others and you don't, you're based on this curse of Aror. Yidushiba Kaba Hazos. And but some want to say this may be referred to the real leadership. Beis HaMelech, the Nesiut Shebiyad L'Hakim is the Torah, Biyad Rebali Osal. So it means, he seems to say it's referring to leadership, again, who can try to enforce. Vafilo Hoyat Tzadi Gomer, even if you're a righteous person. Vayochel L'Hakzik HaTorah, Biyad HaRashem Vadli Mosal, is Aura. And you can, you know, strengthen the Torah and, you know, convince the wicked people to observe it, and you don't do it, so you're Aura. Okay? So that's another explanation of the Rambam. That Yaki means that you help strengthen a society if you have the ability to do so to keep Torah. That's Yaki. And the Rambam then has this other line, and I'm gonna say what I think it means, but if you have a suggestion, feel free. The Rambam says, Va'aru al derech agadah. They say it by way of, what's agadah? Story. It's like, they say it in a way like that's not... maybe non-harmful, non-legal, a little more like midrashic, maybe not literal, figurative. Zeh ha-chazad. Who's cursed? The chazad. Now, in those days, the chazad was not the Baal Tefila, but the chazad was. He was like the gabbai, or the leader, or the one in charge, maybe the president. Okay, so the not every chazad. But she'eno mekim has, no, the one, it's probably more referring to the gabbai. He's in charge of, like, you know, the ritual stuff. She'eno mekim sifriya Torah labidim kitakanam. He makes sure he doesn't set up the Torah that they don't fall. It's a little strange. Right? You're cursed if you don't set up the Torah so it doesn't fall. Okay. Valinier, but to me it seems, this, I want to focus on this explanation. Ala chazan she'eno mekim sefer Torah ala tzibo laharos pedek sivasa lakal. Cursed be the chazan who, when I guess when they do hagba, that he doesn't pick up the sefer Torah so everyone can see it. What does that mean? She like bios samara pedek sivas la om homin limino small maxir la father of achrov she mitzvah that you have to show it back and forth, turn around, right? There are some people I don't always see it. They're supposed to see it. So if you're just when you stay, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. Yeah. So most time we're good. There are occasional times where like so maybe it's maybe during the week a few times. On Shabbos think they're pretty good. They do it. Occasionally once in a while during the week. I don't always see it. So for the most part, the she mitzvah kol adashim vadashim liros hakasuv. It's a mitzvah for everyone to see the positive for the chroah of a lobar v'zos haTorah shemosav. Why are you being cursed? Because you know, there are all these horrible things, right? Cursed be the person who moves the property line or twists the judgment of the you know the yasub of the almana who has all these deviant sexual practices, and cursed be the person who doesn't pick up the Torah. Like, what does that mean? So I'll tell you what I think it means. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. I think it has to do with excitement and pride for Torah. I think it's like symbolic. What are we showing the Torah? I think the idea is that we have responsibilities that we can to show people, like people get excited. Ah, they see that. I mean, we see it all the time, so they're not as excited. But to show the words of the Torah, everyone can see it. Wow, like to get people excited for the Torah. Notice Torah is not meant to be merely observed, but it's to be excited about. This is the Torah. They're shouting, they're excited about it. So I listed seven explanations, I think, or Shalakim. We're going to review them quickly. Now, that's one final question, then we'll finish. So, what was Or Shalakim? The Rashbam says, you can make some of these answers at the Shabbos table. The Rashbam says, Or Shalakim, it's the other private sins. The Torah listed most of them, and this is the other one. Haksava Kabbalah, it's really going against the guy who's like publicly appears to be frum, and therefore he gets a high-level position, but he's all committing all these sins in private. You shouldn't be that guy who's dishonest. You need to be someone who's honest, and you shouldn't use the Torah that you're not upholding the Torah as a leader when you're sort of being dishonest about you're acting a certain way in public versus private. But then we have these five other explanations. Rashi says, cursed be the person who doesn't uphold the entirety of the Torah, or that they have like false beliefs, like the Malbim, that you believe that maybe they cursed be the person who believes that the deeds, the mitzvos can change, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, that maybe believes that some mitzvos I don't have to hold of, or maybe it means another Ramban says if the leader, the Ramban here says if a leader doesn't uphold the Torah by like making sure that if he can get other people to keep the Torah, if he doesn't do that, or maybe he doesn't provide excitement and pride for the Torah. So I'm wondering, according to these other explanations, what's the connection between the first 11 curses and this one? Like, if you commit sins in private, then you're going to end up doing that. Like, what's the connection, right? So I'll tell you what I think. Again, this is just my thought. I didn't see this anywhere. But if you have thoughts, feel free to share. I think that, why does someone not do, mitzvahs in private? But why do they do that? What are we talking about here? Why does someone,
they don't believe.
They don't believe, or, it's not the biggest deal. Right, some people are just Judaism, for show. But in private, not a big deal.
Lazy?
Maybe they're lazy. They want to keep up public appearances, and it's, not a big deal. Some of the things are not a big deal. I think all these, things that we do in private. So, white collar crime, who's being, is it hurting anyone, right? What are you doing? You're moving the guy's property a little bit. No one knows about it. You're cursing someone in private. They don't see it. You fashion an idol. You're not bowing down to it. These are little things that it could be based on. There could be some underlying, David, that we say, some underlying lack of belief, or a little bit of combination of lack of belief, combination of laziness, not a big deal, right? It's not serious things, okay, because you're doing all these things in private, so you think these things are not a big deal. And I think maybe the Torah is trying to tell us it's the devil's in the details, that sometimes it's the small things that we have to be careful about that can lead to larger things. That again, even if we're not overtly rejecting God, once we justify these easily justifiable averos, that it can lead to far more serious consequences. Again, it's okay. If someone makes mistakes and they commit sins, whether in public, whether in private, okay, we're all going to make those mistakes, and we have once a year or whenever we want to do tshuva, and we're good. Okay, and it's not that we should try to commit those sins, but there's an understanding. It's not like a failure of our system, but if we're people who things that are done in private, I have license to do. We have them in the back of our mind, things that we give into every once in a while. Okay, we commit sins and we come back from it. But things that in the back of our mind we're like, it's private. It's not a big deal. Then that's something that can easily lead to potentially far greater consequences. So again, the Torah is understanding that we make mistakes, but we need to be careful if some of our mistakes that we make reflect a certain ideology that maybe certain mitzvos aren't so important. And then we're saying, this one's not so important, and then this one's not so important. And again, we try to do it all, try to work on doing the best we can, and if we make a mistake, just get back up. That's the message of the Torah. These auras are only for someone who wants to find a small crack of mitzvos that may not apply, and the aura could lead to far greater consequences, which you want to try to avoid. Yeah.